With a business empire largely rooted in real estate, Donald Trump has a unique influence and perspective on property markets, both at home and abroad. Should he win office, we can expect his policies to have implications for real estate in the United States and potentially worldwide. Here and Risquo, as a look at how his presidency could impact the global real estate market and specifically Uganda and Risquo's U.S. real estate market stability and investor confidence. Trump and Risquo's tenure as president was characterized by a blend of pro-business policies, tax reforms, and deregulation that benefited large real estate investors. A win could mean the continuation of tax breaks for real estate investors, fostering a favorable environment for both domestic and foreign investors in U.S. real estate. Stable U.S. property markets often have a ripple effect, setting the tone for global investment patterns. Implications for global real estate: global investors might increasingly see the U.S. as a safe and profitable market for property investment, potentially diverting capital from emerging markets. Implications for Uganda: as investors channel funds toward the U.S., emerging markets like Uganda might experience a slower flow of foreign direct investment, FDI, into their real estate sectors, affecting major projects that rely on international funding. However, Ugandan investors might benefit from favorable terms if the Ugandan government negotiates stronger bilateral trade ties with the U.S. under Trump and Risquo's administration. Tax policies and interest rates. Trump and Risquo's tax reforms previously allowed favorable capital gains treatment, particularly benefiting real estate investments. If re-elected, similar policies might continue, with possible additional incentives to stimulate U.S. economic growth.
Implications for global real estate: U.S. interest rate adjustments, often influenced by presidential policies, have significant impacts worldwide.
Higher rates could discourage borrowing and dampen the global housing market. However, low rates could encourage foreign buyers to finance their investments in U.S. properties, potentially reducing liquidity in their local markets. Implications for Uganda: with Ugandan real estate already facing challenges due to high interest rates, any additional fluctuation in global rates could strain local buyers and developers. However, Ugandan banks may respond by offering more flexible mortgage solutions if the Trump administration adopts policies that push for lower interest rates globally. Trade and foreign relations. Trump and Risquo's approach to foreign relations emphasizes self-sufficiency and re-evaluating trade agreements. While this stance could foster national growth, it may also lead to stricter trade terms with certain nations, which could impact real estate dynamics. Implications for global real estate: countries that have strong real estate ties with the U.S. may see either an uptick in American investments or, conversely, restrictions on trade flows that could negatively affect their markets. For example, strict foreign investment regulations might push investors to seek alternatives in stable international markets. Implications for Uganda: as the U.S. looks to renegotiate or withdraw from certain trade agreements, Uganda could explore partnerships with U.S. based investors to attract more interest in its budding real estate market. However, tougher terms may also restrict the ease with which U.S. based funds flow into Uganda, potentially impacting large-scale real estate projects that rely on foreign capital. Foreign investment inflows and real estate in emerging markets. Trump's America First policy might redirect American investors' attention towards domestic opportunities, reducing foreign investments in other regions. This could slow investment into African countries, as capital is retained within the U.S. Implications for global real estate: emerging markets that depend on foreign capital might see a temporary slump in funding as American investors prioritize domestic opportunities. Countries that rely on U.S. capital for development projects would need to seek alternate funding sources. Implications for Uganda: reduced American FDI in Uganda could slow down key real estate developments, affecting infrastructure projects reliant on international backing. However, this could also encourage Ugandan developers to seek out other investment avenues, such as partnerships within Africa or Europe, which may lead to more self-sustaining growth in the long term. Influence on African diaspora and local real estate investment in Uganda. Trump's return could also resonate with African diasporas, as stricter immigration policies may impact the movement and financial stability of Ugandans living abroad. The diaspora plays a crucial role in Uganda and RSQO's real estate market, with remittances significantly supporting property purchases back home. Implications for Uganda: tougher immigration and travel policies could reduce remittances, leading to a slowdown in the local real estate market. Diaspora Ugandans may also look to bring their investments home if they perceive any increased uncertainties in the U.S., thereby potentially boosting the Ugandan property market. Conclusion: Donald Trump and RSQO's re-election could have mixed outcomes for the real estate world. While U.S. focused policies might draw capital away from emerging markets, they may also open new avenues as African countries look to strengthen ties with alternative markets. For Uganda, the impact will depend on how effectively its government and private sector respond to these shifts. Strengthening local investment frameworks and tapping into regional partnerships could make Uganda a resilient player in the global real estate scene, regardless of U.S. policy changes.